children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And tonight, it's just me. I'm interviewing myself. And you can call in and ask me your questions. Basically, what I wanted to touch on tonight is all this stuff we've been talking about, you know, if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all and all that kind of stuff. So what I wanted to do tonight was address what do you do about that. And I've been addressing that with people all week, it seems. So we're going to do that tonight. So before we get started, let me just remind everybody that our wonderful sponsor is Hydramay Skin Nutrition. You can check out their stuff at www.hydramay.com. That's HYDRAME.com. It's all organic, all natural skin nutrition. They have many products, all designed to help you and make sure that you are clean and squeaky in a lot of different ways, and they're reasonable, too. So please do check it out if you haven't yet. And their lotion is just wonderful. I love the body lotion, and I highly recommend it. And now let's get started with tonight's stuff. I've been very serious with people for the last couple of weeks, especially because so many people have been going through such drastic changes, difficulties, not being able to catch their breath. Things are happening so fast. And that is a little bit more intense, I think, for some people than it ever has been before. And so what I would like is I'd like you guys that have been through this, first of all, to remember the logo of the Hitchhiker's movie, where the little button says, don't panic. That's the first thing. So please, don't panic. And let's just kind of get to the point where we stop for a minute, okay? When you're on the treadmill, it's really, really difficult to stop sometimes, but it's really, really important. So what I'd ask you to do is just kind of take it easy, all right? When you're going through all this stuff, some of the stuff seems so overwhelming, and believe me, I have been through it, and I must be one of the best experts on the planet at dealing with this kind of stuff, because it's been going on for me all of my life, and at other times it's been so intense that probably would have killed a lot of people that had to go through it. And I've had my own challenges lately. So the first thing to do in every case, once you get over the initial shock, is to just kind of go, oh yeah, I was supposed to stop and take a deep breath. So stop. Take a deep breath. And then just say to yourself, what's the reason behind this? And if you've been one of those people that's going around saying, oh, just my luck, oh, well, of course that happened to me, it always happens to me, or why does this always happen to me? Well, then there's your clue right there. So what you're going to get is more of the same stuff. And, you know, if you're a new listener, and I'm trying to go cautiously on this, because if you're a new listener, you might put that down to a platitude, no, yeah, right. So if you're a new listener, please listen on. I'm not saying it facetiously. What I really mean by that is that there are such deep reasons for everything that's happening right now. And you need to take the time to look into that. And I'm not talking about the usual metaphysical thing that you hear where people are saying, oh, well, you know, you must have caused that. Now, it's not that you didn't cause that. Or that you did. You know, who knows what actually is the reason? You're the only one that knows. So what you have to do is kind of step back from the situation, kind of distance yourself a little bit, and just kind of look at what exactly happened and pull yourself out of the emotional response to it, in other words. because some of this stuff is such a burden, because it's on top of burden after burden after burden. And if you're like me and you've been going through it since 1995, it gets to be too much. And I have had times this week where I sat down and actually said, I can't take any more. This is too much. And yet, you know, the next day I'm ready to go again. So if you're in that state, you know, I kind of understand. But even given that and given my response to it, I still remember to step back and look at it and say, what really happened and what really is the outcome? What I'm noticing and what I'd like to relate to you guys tonight is that there are portions of ourselves that need to be cleansed, and they need to be cleansed completely. You know, we're all talking about how we want to move into the next dimension, or we want to move into that dimension where things are easier. And how is that going to happen if you're carrying the same old baggage? So just think about, you know, what is it that's actually being pointed out? For people that have car problems, if you think about the analogy of the car is your vehicle and your body is your vehicle too, what's happening between your car and your body? Is the car breaking down to point out to you areas of the body that are about to break down that you haven't been paying attention to? And if so, what areas? You know, if it's your air filter or your emission system and something to do with your lungs. If it's the engine, you know, that could be your heart, or the carburetor could be your heart. You know, your gas tank can be your digestive system. So if the fuel pump's clogged, you know, what's going on with the digestive system? So things like that, you know, kind of sit and just go, I wonder what that means. Or you can use the affirmations and say, I wonder how soon I understand what's really going on with me and why this happened. And then just be in kind of a receptive state where you can sit and contemplate and just kind of allow the knowingness to come to you. Even if it sounds crazy at first. I mean, you know, I had some things happen. Let me give you an example. Yesterday when I woke up because I was lying on a slab, and the whole slab upturned and dumped me right on my head. And I was lucid dreaming, so I wasn't asleep, really. The body might have been asleep, but I wasn't. My consciousness was awake. And I slid off that table, and everything else that was there slid off with me. And I was going, hey! I was objecting, and I rolled when I got off, and I stood up and said, what the heck? Well, if I look at my life the way it has been in the last 2 months, oh boy, did I get dumped on my head. Now, you would think that I would have had this lucid experience or this other dimension experience 2 months ago, but I didn't. Or if I did, I didn't remember it. This time I was fully aware of what was going on and decided that that was just not acceptable. Now, in the meantime, I've had several things come to me, several offers that are really interesting and are most likely going to kind of change the course of my life. So I don't know exactly where they're going, but I do know that it feels right. And if I had not had this kind of a thing to show me that something was about to change drastically and just dump me on my head, then I might not have taken notice of things that could be the answer to what I've been asking for my whole life. So it's things like that. What I'm asking you to do is to be way more observant about what's happening to you and around you. And it's kind of like, you know, if you've had any Native American teaching, what they do is they tell you to observe what the animals and the insects and everybody and everything around you is doing, because it's all a message to you. And I've talked before about how you are the only being that actually exists, and that the rest of us are all just figments of your imagination. And I heard something the other day that really fascinated me, and I'm going to try to get this guy on the show. But basically, it was a guy that is a biblical scholar, who was talking about how what the earth is was actually the feminine side of creation, the Sophia, in the Pistis Sophia, that is actually Mother Earth. And that the feminine part of the creation created with the masculine part and fell in love with the creation and then became a planet and had never been material before. So this is really interesting stuff, fascinating stuff. And if you, you know, pull that into it, it's like, okay, we need a deeper connection with God, Goddess, Mother, Father, you know, whatever you want to call the supreme beings. And we have a caller. Who's on the line?
Valerie, it's Steve Barish. How you doing?
Steve! Hey!
You know?
I'm so happy to hear you.
Well, I'm here happy to hear you, honey. I try to call you at home, but you gave me the wrong phone number. So after the show, you'll have to give me the phone number. I haven't been able to call you because I didn't have the right number.
Oh, shoot. Well, gosh, we haven't talked in such a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm very glad that you called because I bet that you have got some interesting insights, too.
Yes.
About what all this is that we've been going through for the past 2 months, at least.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of new energy coming through.
Oh, yeah.
Lots and lots of big energy. And what I've been doing with it, basically, is trying to learn what they're trying to teach me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm finding out is that the love that Mother has for us, Mother Earth, is absolutely fascinating. So what I've been doing is, on my show, I've been bringing down a pillar of heavenly light and connecting the people between the pillar of heavenly light and taking them to the center of Mother Earth, mm-hmm. and bringing that energy up to the beginning of the Earth, on top of the Earth. And so there's a big connection between heaven and Mother Earth. And that's what I've been doing, and a lot of people have been going into nirvana over that. So there's a lot happening that's really, really just wonderful stuff. As a matter of fact, I was talking on the radio last week about our visit to the Sacred Groves in Palmyra. And we saw the angels, and, there was a 20-minute relief period there where we didn't know where we were for 20 minutes except for you, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was really funny. I've told so many people about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really would love to go back, especially since I heard from a friend of mine that has had dealings with the secret government, and basically he told me that the whole Mormon thing that happened there with Joseph Smith, he said it was all given to him by ETs, and that's where the Mormon religion came from. And I just laughed. I about fell over because I was going, oh my God, that is so funny, because the first time that I had ever had anything to do with that, the elders were talking with me, and they told me all about Joseph Smith. And I said, oh, he had an out-of-body experience. I have those all the time. And they said, what?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, you got a lot of stuff that's real in here, because I know that because, you know, been there, done that. And so to have gone to Palmyra, to Joseph Smith's farm, and having that ET experience was just really great. And I would love to go back and do that again.
Yeah, that was fabulous stuff. I remember when we were walking out of the Sacred Groves, and we saw this tremendous light coming through the trees, and it just got brighter and brighter and brighter, almost to the point to where we couldn't see the light, and then it got dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, and all of a sudden the wind picked up, and it looked like it was going to rain, but it never rained.
And yeah, that was amazing.
Back to the car in one piece. Yeah, that was absolutely amazing. There was so much energy there. And what I'm finding out is that there's so much love on Mother Earth. It's just absolutely incredible. And I've been able to see the eyes of trees now, and the eyes of grass, and the eyes of the flowers. And, of course, being able to see the tree spirits and the forest spirits. So there's so much love out there. It's just absolutely incredible. And I think if people listen to you and take the advice of just being out in the woods or just being out in nature and trying to do the best that they possibly can and just love Mother Earth for who it is and watch the Earth breathe, I mean, there's so much love that it's truly overwhelming and very, very compassionate.
Absolutely. And when I heard all this stuff about how Mother Earth was actually the creator being, the feminine creator being, that basically got sucked out of the center of creation and became the planet Earth because she loved us all so much.
Right,
and he said that he was trying to determine, all the scientists have said, this plume of light is totally unexplained. They know that a plume of light came out of the galactic center. And and so he was saying, well, that actually ends up being what we call Mother Earth, but he said her name is actually Sophia. And I said, wow, this is really interesting that this is coming out now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've known for a long time that the Earth is our friend and our mother and truly loves us. Because when
Absolutely.
You go out to places like the desert where you have to face yourself, Mother Earth is there to help you make that connection with Father, which is kind of different. You know, you connect more with Mother when you're in the nurturing places, where you're in the forest and the tropical areas and things like that, because nature loves us, totally loves us.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, and then when you go to the desert, there's still nature there, but it's different. It's more that you have to face yourself. So I find that being in the desert is one of the things that I love the most, even though I hate it that it's really hot. But it's one of the places where you can really get in touch with your inner self, and in fact with all of you, and bring all this together. And also, one of the listeners was just asking if you would lead us through the connection process.
Through the what process?
The bringing them to the center of Mother Earth and attaching them.
Oh, sure, we could do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's not hard to do. I'm bringing a pillar of light down from heaven. It's actually right in front of you, about a foot. So if you would like to step in there, that's it. How does that feel to you?
Oh, you know me, I love the light.
Yeah. What we're doing is opening up, for anybody else out there that's listening, what we're doing is opening up Mother Earth right now. If you're listening, please take a look down at your feet, and you'll be able to see shards, and you'll be able to see light all the way down to the center of the earth. Can you see that, honey?
I am seeing, it's like shadows.
Okay. Let me just open up your chakras and your feet. There we go. How does it look now? Can you see a ball of light down at the center of the earth?
No, but I see a face screaming at me.
Okay, that's okay too. That's all right. What we'll do is take the energy from Mother Earth. What we're going to do is travel down to the center of the earth. Mm-hmm. There we go. You and I are going down together, and anybody else that desires to go down. Good. Can you see the ball of light now?
I don't see it, but I can feel it.
Okay.
I mean, I can see
about
it in my mind's
there.
Eye. I'm not seeing it with my physical eyes.
That's okay. We're just about there. You should be able to feel that energy going through your entire body. Can you feel that, honey?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good. We're right at the center of the earth now. And what we're going to do is bring that up to the outside of the earth. So we're going to come back up. You should be able to feel yourself coming back up now, or anybody else that's made that connection. Okay. We are right now at the beginning of the earth where the ground is. The beautiful part of it is that you're bringing earth, you're bringing it from straight down from Mother Earth, straight up from Mother Earth, I should say, and straight down from heaven. So you have heaven coming one way and the earth's energy coming the other. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do is just allow ourselves to be. How does that feel?
It feels pretty exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
I can feel like in the solar plexus, in the pit of my stomach, I'm feeling excitement.
Yes, yes. What I would suggest doing is breathing through your eyes. That's it. Just breathe right through your eyes, honey. Okay, I breathe in the breath of God. There you go. That's it. Wow. It's almost like being in nirvana.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a fountain.
Yes. That's really lovely. Mm. You've always had so much beautiful energy.
Oh, thank you. Takes one to know one, you know?
Yeah, that feels real good. That feels real good. You should, people out there, what we're doing is we're making that connection and making everybody a little bit more balanced, more pronounced.
Yeah, don't we all need that?
Yeah, for sure. So that's what we're doing. I do that on my show on Saturday night, by the way.
Yeah, listeners, if you're not familiar with Steve, Steve is one of my best friends, and we have great fun together.
Yes,
with all this quantum physics stuff and healing and these adventures. And Steve is a marvelous remote healer. And so his show is the Healing Hour at
6 o'clock on Eastern Standard
Time. 6 o'clock Pacific. And
Six o'clock Eastern Standard. I think it's 3 o'clock Pacific.
3 o'clock Pacific. Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Right.
What the timing was. But yeah, so every Saturday right here on BBS on you're on channel one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so please, if you have not heard Steve's show before, please do go and take a listen. And excuse me. Steve does healing every week.
Yeah.
And so if you're in need of a healing, it's great to, you know, get on the show, give them a call, and you'll have some amazing experiences. Steve, Steve has been working with Dr. Fred Bell for quite some time, but Steve was a healer in his own right before getting into the quantum physics stuff, so he's kind of got the double-edged sword there. You know, you can you can do it one way or you can do it the other way. So that's pretty
cool. You're such a wonderful human being. I should be out there with you and do some work with you.
That'd be cool. You know, and it's interesting that you should happen to call tonight, because I was just talking with a psychic friend of mine and telling him what I was going to talk about on the show tonight and about how I have noticed that there are things happening in my life that I need to pay attention to, and that opportunities are coming. And I said, you know, I said at the beginning of the year, I remember writing in my journal, I give up. I will do the work to heal people's psyche. Because I've had people, psychics have been telling me that was my job for years, and I kept resisting it because I hate crazy people. they make you crazy, you know. They're very difficult to deal with, and I have never been interested in doing that, even though I'm quite good at it. So I kind of started thinking, you know, there's other ways to do this, and so I said, okay, I give up. I'll do it. I'll be the psychic counselor. I'll be, you know, whatever it is that God wants me to do that I enjoy doing, which would be not dealing with the really heavy-duty stuff, you know, like the people who want to commit suicide and things like that, although I will if it gets thrown my way. But it's like, you know, I just decided tonight, okay, fine, listen, if I have to go back to doing readings and stuff, I'll do that, whatever. And then I realized, I was actually mentioning you, Steve, and I was telling my friend who was also a healer, and he's down in Scottsdale. I said, you know, I said, when Steve and I get together and we do healings jointly, it's really interesting because I tend to go for the emotional almost every time. And I said, and Steve's dealing with the body and with, you know, looking at what really needs to be fixed there. And I said, I'm always gravitating to the emotional. And so I've been doing it unconsciously without even realizing that that's what I was doing. And so it's interesting that you would call tonight. You must have heard me thinking about you.
Well, you know, I got the urge to call you today as I was doing some massage work in the morning. And I got this message to call you this evening.
Wow, very interesting.
And, so I really, I think maybe between you and the Lord, it was just very interesting that I would call you today.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially because it's so important right now for people to understand how to get out of this phase, because I've had so many people telling me they have such bad luck, and I keep telling them, you know, step back and look and see what it's really about, because the spate of so-called bad luck that I've been through in the last 2 months, none of it has turned out to be bad. It's been trying. It's been very frustrating. Exasperating and all of the above. But I have kept it from getting really bad because I've stepped back and said, okay, what's it really about? And this energy, and correct me if you're getting something different, but what I see with this energy is that this is like the first real tangible step up that we've had for the transition. And not that it hasn't happened before, but this is really, really tangible at this point.
Yeah, it's very, very powerful. Well, it's something that we really need to get in touch with, and what it's putting out is a tremendous amount of compassion.
Yes.
We have to learn, which is something very important that we sort of forget, that there's as much... there's as much love in the dark as there is in the light in the universe. And I traveled through the universe. I went through my heart for about 8 years. I lived out in the universe. And the one thing I found out, that there's so much love out here and so much knowledge in the black. And you have to really enjoy that. But people are afraid of it because of, you know, like Friday the 13th or Halloween or whatever kind of Dracula movie they've seen. But there's tremendous love and tremendous compassion in the darkness. And there's tremendous compassion and love in the light. And God made us that way. And we have to live through both to become enlightened. So it's very important. It's very important that people realize that there's so much love out there, so don't be afraid of it. As a matter of fact, one of the last sayings that I got from heaven was, be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. And I really believe that the Lord is with us all the time, and there's really nothing to be afraid of. Whatever he gives you, that's what you need to do, and you need to thank God for it. You know, God got us all there is. It's It's just something that we really need to face and something we really need to do. And the stronger this energy becomes, my faith is even stronger. So we need to live in that light. We need to live in whatever God gives us to do. And the strength of the earth, the pull of the magnetics of the earth is fantastic. I know there's a lot of people that buy magnets and use magnets. All we have to do is take our shoes off and stand on Mother Earth. You know, and the magnetics are there. We just need to allow ourselves to feel. How many people out there?
Yeah,
how many people out there don't even hug a tree? You know, I go out into the woods, and I see the soul of the tree, and it looks just like us. It's between 4 and 6 feet high in a tree.
Well, and you know, the Indians, the Native Americans, have called trees the standing people for a long time because they're the closest thing in nature that has the same aura as us.
Yes, and when you look inside the tree, they'll see us. They'll see we are actually, the tree looks human.
Mm-hmm.
The inside, the soul looks human. And to be able to touch that and to feel that love and light from the tree, you start to realize, you know, we can realize that there's a lot of love in trees. And why hurt a tree? Why hurt grass? Everything has got a soul. Everything has got light. Everything has got an eye that looks at us. I mean, it's just so beautiful.
Absolutely.
And
we are all part of it. And this is something that's hard to get past the people that are overly religious and have been kind of brainwashed. Because they think that, you know, you start talking about that kind of stuff, that it's evil. And they really are in fear of confronting the other part of who we are. But we are everything, because that's what God is. And
right,
so,
the truth,
you know, we,
right.
Yeah, we do have free will. You know, we can choose to do whatever we want. But the main thing is to, yeah, just look at everything instead of judging it to be bad or, you know,
yeah,
or too difficult or whatever. Just look at it and say, you know, what opportunities are presenting themselves? And, I mean, I've been through so much stuff with my vehicle, you know, ever since my other one. I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations, and I keep looking at it and talking to it and saying, look, I know we're all part of the same energy, so what are you really telling me? And, you know, what is happening in my life that I need to pay attention to and that I need to take a little bit more care with? And I even, you know, take it down to, you know, just whatever's happening when I'm sitting in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something slides off the counter, I kind of look at it and go, huh, I wonder why that happened. And I've had a lot of things going bump in the night here, so, you know,
right,
I just kind of sit there and go, huh. Now, is that a possibility it slid off because it was piled too high, or what's really at work here? And
you know, it's,
And whenever you get that kind of stuff going on, then you go, well, you know, it's all part of me anyway. And so there's no need to be frightened of it, but it's like, you know, what am I trying to tell myself?
Yeah. I think what we're trying to find out, you know, I can I tell a little story?
Please.
Okay, about 3 years ago, I was working on a client, and I had this light hit me in the wrist. And I heard this voice calling me from my wrist and was saying, come, come. I went inside my wrist, and I was in this cell.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually moving through the center of the cell. I went through a wormhole. It took about 30 seconds to get to the inside of the wormhole. And right in the center of the cell was the entire universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, oh, my God, is this what you're showing me? And he never said a word. And what happened was, or she never said a word. And what happened was, I was looking at the entire universe in my own cell that's replaced every few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to realize that the universe is within us and without us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we need to cherish. And something that I found out that's very important, wherever you stand on the earth is holy ground.
Mm-hmm.
we need to realize that whatever we're doing, we're bringing such force to the earth. We're bringing such love. We're bringing such transition to the earth that wherever we're standing is holy. It's not that we're Moses or Jesus or Muhammad or anything of that nature. What we are is we're very unique. Everybody is different. Everybody has a soul. We're all connected to each other. Doesn't matter where you are on the planet or the universe. We're all connected. So when they talk about a death is a soul leaving. It's just part of us. One of us dies, we feel it. But the most important thing to do is to take the love that we have from the universe, the love that God has given us, and to use it to the best ability we possibly can, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. I mean, that's everything. Because your neighbor could be a...
It's interesting, too, that you bring that up now. I don't know if you've seen the memorial for Michael Jackson, but...
No, I haven't.
I don't sit down and watch a lot of TV, but I was surfing through some stuff this afternoon, and they had it on the TV Guide channel, and I was watching this, and I was like, oh my God, they showed Michael's favorite song, which was, I think it was We Are the World, and it was all about we are one, and love is really all there is, and I was like, wow, we forget that he was a being of such love and went through so many trials and tribulations. My God, if we had to go through what that man went through in the public eye, I mean, we think it's bad if we have to go through it singly.
Yes.
That guy had to go through all these terrible things in front of millions of people all over the world. And
I think I think Michael was really into a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
He knew. I'm pretty well sure he did know. I'm getting a loud yes. It's just that it's a shame that it happened. It had to happen the way that it did. But he'll be muchly missed, I guess is the word that I'm looking at. He was just a great human being.
And why do you think he went right now? Do you have any take on that?
Yeah, I think it was perfect timing for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just absolutely perfect. God wanted him home. And I think it was time for him to go. I never question when somebody passes away other than God just taking him home or her home.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the knowledge to understand or make a judge call or whatever the case may be. I just think that God wanted him home. I think when that page is turned, no matter where you're at, or whatever happens, you're going home.
Yeah. If you don't have a choice. I've had six choices,
Yeah.
And each time I keep coming back.
Yeah.
But Michael did so much, I think, for everyone. And, it's just... it's just difficult, when somebody who has meant so much to the world has to pass, and it kind of brings forth our own mortality. And I'm just hoping that people are not going so deep into grief and sorrow that they're missing the point, which was that he lived.
Well, I think the point is also, I think it's very well taken. I think the point is not to have grief over Michael, but to have joy over Michael. Michael served us very well. I mean, he was a king of pop. He was it. I remember when they came out with Thriller. Oh my gosh, that was
incredible.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, I don't look at his passing as sorrow. I look at it as a joy because he's going home. God wanted him home.
Yep.
And he just had a lot of grief. He had a lot of grief in his heart. I think people sued him over nothing. I think people just wanted to get some money, and I think that's what happened. But that'll all have to be answered eventually.
Oh yeah,
but he was,
there's always a price to pay.
Right, he was an icon to a lot of people.
Yeah,
he was an icon. But the energies that are coming in are so powerful. Michael was a wonderful human being, and we shouldn't look at his death, but we should look at the way he lived. You know, he gave a lot of life. He gave a lot of himself to everybody. And it would be a shame to make him a martyr or whatever the case may be. He was just very loved. And we have to remember that he was a human being. Everybody has troubles. Everybody has tribulations. And he was just a wonderful person who needed to go home.
Absolutely.
You know, I remember when Elvis Presley passed away, everybody had the same kind of grief. I mean, you know, nobody wanted to see him die. He died very young, but those things happen, and we don't know why. We don't know why God has an answer to take anybody home, but it happens, and we need to get on with it and say, I just hope that not too many people have so much grief over it, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not how he died, it's how he lived that's very, very important.
Absolutely.
And how much honor he lived with. And that's how I look at Michael. I don't look at the death, I look at the life. What did he leave us? His music will last, you know, for 1,000 years.
And, and it was amazing. He was so creative, and he was at the forefront. And I think, you know, maybe people's lives would be a little more magical if they realized they have the same capabilities. And,
yes.
You know, maybe not in music, but in whatever their interest is in, if people would just realize that we all came here to experience life.
Yes.
In the material.
Yes.
And we came here as a portion of God itself to
mm-hmm.
to really discover itself. And
well, we have
each
to
one
remember,
of us is
yeah.
so unique, so individual,
yeah.
and such a gift. And
yeah.
if we could just, you know, get to the point where we really enjoy life instead of listening to all the doom and gloom, you know, instead start looking within. You know, enjoy
yes.
where you are, what you're doing, who you are, you know, and decide where you want to go. You know,
well, I think it's very important. I think it's, yeah, I think what you're saying is very important.
Yeah, if we just keep our hearts and our minds open so that we're able to proceed. And, you know, like I just love serendipity. You know, when stuff
yeah.
happens and you get to have that, oh, isn't that cool type of moment. And
yeah.
I have lots of those
yeah.
in my life, I guess, because
right,
I love
right,
them, and so
right.
I keep attracting them.
Sure.
But I had one of those little serendipitous things happen where a friend said, hey, my friend does, you know, Vedic astrology, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've been going through all this stuff. How about if I ask her if she'll do a chart for you? I said, yeah, that'd
mm-hmm.
be great. I'd love that.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
so she just emailed me, and she started talking to me about some opportunities. And, you know, keep your eyes open for this, and I'll talk to you about the rest of the chart later, but I wanted to make sure that you didn't miss this.
Yeah.
And she said it would
yeah.
be from today or tomorrow on through the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a couple interesting things happen today, and I said, huh, now isn't that interesting? And don't we have all those kind of little serendipitous things to kind of act as signposts along the way if we would just
yeah.
look?
You know what's interesting? You're hitting it right on the nosy. I think if people would listen to their intuition for 24 hours, just listen to it for 24 hours, do what your intuition says, they would be absolutely amazed at the changes in their lives for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
If they could just listen to that little inner voice that's the most powerful voice on the planet, nothing even comes close.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't have to be anything spectacular. Sometimes it's something simple.
That's right.
Like I've been saying, you know, my place is a mess and I really need to get it cleaned up, but I don't have the energy to do that. So I've been saying, okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, help me. You know,
yeah.
show me how to do this in a way that's going to make me happy. And people that know me know I am no house cleaner. You know, I love to have things clean, but it's just not my
right.
thing. You
right.
know, I don't run around with
right.
the rag and the mop and all that
sure.
kind of stuff.
Sure.
And my bathtub has been severely neglected for quite some time, you know.
Yeah,
and it was
yeah.
starting to look pretty grody, you know. And I just kind of went, huh, how am I going to do that? And I found myself at the grocery store the other day picking up a bottle of Kaboom. I thought, well, I've never tried this, and if it eats up soap scum and hard lime deposits, hey,
yeah.
I'm good to go. And
yeah.
so I thought, oh, gosh, the idea of cleaning a bathtub with all this soap scum and all of this horrible deposit, the hard water deposits, I thought, oh, Lord, I don't know if I'm up to
yeah.
this. And I was standing
yeah.
there praying in the shower, which is my phone booth to God, so, you know, it has to
right,
be clean.
Right.
And
right.
I'm standing there thinking about this, and I said, you know, if I just brought in that old sponge from the kitchen, I could be, you know, sponging off one of the walls while I'm standing here contemplating myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next time I got in the shower, I grabbed the sponge, and then I sprayed the stuff, and I kind of did my little prayers to God, and then I scrubbed a little, and then I did some more prayers, and I scrubbed some more, and pretty soon I had the doors all cleaned, and I said, huh,
yeah.
I think that's the secret.
It
sounds so simple, but what I did was I followed my intuition. The intuition told me to pick up the cleaning stuff that I'd never used before.
Mm-hmm.
And then it told me, and oh, you wise guys out there that are right now going, of course she never used it before. She doesn't do any house cleaning. I have done house cleaning before, but
yeah, yeah.
I'd never used Kaboom. Yeah. So I went ahead and I, you know, I said, okay, now how do I do this? And instead of me saying, oh gosh, I have to go clean up the house, I said, show me how to do this in a way that brings me joy and gets
right,
the job done.
Right. Right.
And my intuition gave me little hints. Oh, you know, if you got the sponge, you know, this would be easier. It's a kitchen sponge.
Mm-hmm.
It has a rough side on the other side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was
mm-hmm.
like, oh, good idea, you know, and things
yeah.
like that. Very
right.
simple little things.
Yeah.
You know, or like yeah. you walk past the table and you realize mm-hmm. that if you picked up this one little thing that's on there and put it in your purse, you would be sure to put it in the car then when you went to the car.
Yeah,
but if you didn't
yeah.
take that little intuitional step and remove it from the table and put it someplace where it would actually make the journey to the car, it might be lost.
Right. Right.
So things
right.
like that. You know, it doesn't have to be some big miraculous thing, you know, like my intuition.
No.
You know, go stand here and then I, you know, look for the guy in the blue coat. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like that, you know?
Right. I think sometimes we need to keep it very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is so simple, and we just make it difficult on ourselves. So the idea of it is to allow yourself, just delete yourself from understanding sometimes, and just follow that intuition and allow that to happen. I do massages, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and I listen to that voice all the time, and sometimes I'll hear where I have to touch the little toe to release the shoulder on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I'll hear a loud pop and, you know, the person's shoulder is moving around. Only because it's important to listen to find out where the problems are coming from.
Exactly. That's the first rule of healing. Listen and don't
right.
hesitate.
Right. And just do what you're told. If I'm told to do 5 strokes on the back, I don't do 6 or 4. I do 5. That's
mm-hmm.
where it all leads to.
Exactly.
But I think the earth is showing us the wonderment that's inside of her and outside of her. I mean, there's such beautiful things that we have. I mean, I saw the sunset this evening it looked like I was out on a big boat with the red light and the blue light and the yellow light. It was so beautiful to look at.
Mm.
And we just miss out on so much because we're so busy that we don't look at a beautiful tree, or we don't have the scent of a pine tree, or we're out in nature. I just think that we miss so much.
I totally agree.
Right, and the amazing part of when we were in Sacred Gardens and those angels, those two beautiful angels, stood right in front of you and talked to you for about 15 or 20 minutes, and
mm-hmm.
then your friend and I were down in a gully. It was there was a lot of smoke and a lot of fog and whatever the case may be, and we saw them come over the horizon, come down to where we were within about 30 yards and actually disappear right in front of us. So, you know, when things like that happen, which are miraculous, You know, we need to take a look and say, how much more miraculous are we? You know, we're standing in God's garden. We're standing wherever we are as holy ground, and we need to look at it that way. Because there's so much beautifulness. And, you know, that's how I think.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I have had many, many experiences out in nature mm-hmm. where I have heard Mother Nature actually talk to me.
Yeah.
And I think I told you about the one where I went out camping in Death Valley to do my yearly meditation kind of vision quest type thing, you know, and it was in January and I was tired of freezing my buns off in Sedona mm-hmm. in the snow, so I decided I was going to go to Death Valley and had the incredible experience of the worst storm in 40 years that stretched across all four states. And had my family panicked because they thought I was out in the middle of it. And I just got on my knees and prayed and set up the tent. And when I got up off my knees, there was a big hole in the clouds right over me. And it stayed that way for 3 days while the storm raged all around.
Yep. Yep.
And on the third day, I heard a very gentle female voice that said, "It has to rain now. You're welcome to stay and you'll be safe. But you won't be able to leave here for a few days if you do stay."
Yeah.
And I said, "Nope, I got to go. I can feel my family tugging at me. They're all worried. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much."
Right.
Packed
right.
all my stuff up, threw it in the back of the car, and I no sooner closed the hatch, and the rain started.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
amazing. Mm-hmm. And that was just one thing that happened while I was out there.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, I'm very cognizant of what happens when we really get in touch with Mother Nature. And so what I'd like everybody to take from this talk tonight is that we are connected and we need to remember that connection. And if you would just take a little time every day to go hug a tree or just go stand out and smell the smells of nature, you know, appreciate a flower, appreciate a beautiful sunrise or sunset, get back into touch with nature. If you want to make sure that our planet does not undergo the big upheavals that everybody's predicting, then you've got to change it, and it has to change within you. And don't look at everything that happens to you that seems to be bad luck as a disaster. Think about, you know, how could it be? I mean, I had some miraculous stuff happen in this last month where, you know, on the surface it looked to be a disaster, but underneath it was like, wow, now I know X, Y, and Z, which I didn't know before and was worried about or concerned about or, you know, didn't know if this could be done. And now I know beyond a shadow of a doubt it's fine and it didn't cost me anything. So you just kind of go, oh, you know, but if I had chosen to get real upset, real excited about a couple of these things, you know, it could be really bad. So,
yeah, I just, I think you're absolutely right, honey.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm sorry to take up so much of your time.
Oh, no, it's great. Don't go yet, because Eric wants to know about your new Portamid. He says you sound much better.
Oh, yes. what happened was I bought a new pyramid, one of Fred's new pyramids, and I was really, really choked up. I was detoxifying like a madman.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost my voice. I couldn't move very quickly. I couldn't do anything. And in the last 3 days, my voice came back, and I'm a lot stronger. So the pyramid itself is gigantic. It's a 10-foot pyramid and has a gold capstan and has a... I forget the design on top. I think it's an eight-sided pyramid, something like that. You know, it's pretty big. And I have that over my bed, and it's been really, really fantastic. The amazing part about it was I didn't see the – and I saw the energy in the top piece. I didn't see anything in the center of the pyramid because I just had put that up last week. And I took the Torah, you know, the five books of Moses, and started reading it outside of the pyramid. And the whole pyramid lit up in pure white light.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it was just went pure white light. And I started to realize, ah, there it is. That's what I'm looking for. And so prayer is marvelous. I can't tell people how wonderful it is just to be able to pray and to thank
absolutely.
God for everything we have.
I've had the same kind of experience when I make a pyramid of light with the lasers.
Yes. Yes.
And well, and by the way, it takes up a lot less room.
If anybody's got the lasers, kid, it sure is you.
Oh, I love them. I totally love them. And then, let's see, Carla wants to know, when you're walking and smell a familiar scent of a loved one, is that person that is cross talking to you, letting you know that they're close?
Yes. To give an example, I remember my father, God rest his soul. He had passed away, and I went into our garage, and I could smell Polo aftershave, and I knew that he was there. So when you smell something like that, they're around to let you know that they love you, and they're looking over you, and you know, just letting you know everything's okay.
Yeah, and that's been happening a lot over the last month, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
With a lot of people?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because we're having to clear our ancestral DNA, so the family members, our loved ones, are coming back and asking us to please clear that out of our lines. And
yes.
I've had a lot of that. I've had many dead relatives have been coming over and talking to me lately.
And your DNA has changed. Your DNA, your strands are a lot more, and they look very, very clean. I'm looking at them now, so it's
good.
Beautiful.
Good, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah, that's, I've been working on it.
I could see it. It's unbelievable.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you, when the dead relatives start showing up and telling you, here, clear this, clear that, and you have stuff that happens that gives you the opportunity, it's like, I take those opportunities every chance I get.
Yeah.
And so it's been quite interesting to feel the difference. And in fact, it's happened so fast and furious with me that I've had to take a couple days and just have some downtime. In fact, I was invited to a couple parties on July 4th, and I just begged out of them and said, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm a secure cuddling cat, and that's it.
I was laid back from detoxifying on the 4th. I mean, I was just really detoxifying, and I feel much better now. But it does work.
Oh, absolutely.
I detoxed
when I first got under one of his Portamids too. I didn't have the new one though. I had the older one. But interesting stuff. Okay, and our time is up, so I will give you a call in a few minutes, Steve.
Okay.
And in the meantime, thank you everybody for listening, and it has been a real treat having Steve Barish on, and please do check his show out on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on BBS Radio, Channel 1. It's called the Steve Barish Healing Hour. And, yes, you can call in and have your friends call in, and Steve will graciously do the healings on you and tell you what's going on with the energies, and you will definitely be the better for it. So thank you so much for being on, Steve. That was a delightful surprise.
Thank you.
Yeah, fun stuff. Okay, and as always, everybody, our show has been brought to you by Hydramay Skin Nutrition. And so please do use their products. They are marvelous, and so are the people that produce them. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. children time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to
Hi, this is inspirational speaker Wambui Bahati, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS.com.